Allison Sweeney, host of The Biggest Loser, joining us on the line right now. Hi, Allison. How are you?
I'm fantastic, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Now, I was looking back at our past interviews. I know we had you on the show before. I didn't remember how long ago, so I pulled the clip, and we started out by talking about your new daughter at the time. Your exact words, Megan is going to be 6 months old in a couple days. She's doing great. I said, every parent always thinks their kid is the best, and your response was, but my kids are the best, though. So, let's get an update now. How's the family doing?
They are fantastic, and they are still the best. My son is 8 and a half. I am right now filling out a form with him for his library books, and my daughter Megan is 4 and a half, eating breakfast.
I was hoping that you weren't going to say that you're helping him fill out his driver's license application. That's even scarier, right?
I know. I mean, it does seem like it goes by that quickly.
Oh, it does. Okay, so what's the best thing about being a mom?
Oh my gosh, there are so many best things. It's just such a incredible journey, and I love every part of it, but I think, you know, sort of the most rewarding is just the smiles on their faces and the fun things that we get to do together and, you know, a hug at the end of the night. It's my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's great to hear that everybody's doing well, and we wish you many more years of health and happiness. So let's talk about
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Let's talk about The Biggest Loser. Another group of people determined to lose weight but really change their lives. So tell me about this group. Sum up the people you have on the show this season. We had Ruben on just a couple weeks ago.
He's awesome. He's doing great. Been a big part of the season, and he's just such an important person, and you know, he's made such a difference to the show, so I feel like it's been so fun to have him here and with us and changing his life, and he, you know, I love that he came in with such an open heart. You know, I mean, he just didn't expect it to be treated any differently. He wanted to go on the journey and do what, you know, he needed to do to change his life, and he was along for the ride, you know, and I just love that.
We had a woman send in a question. I don't remember her name. I'll have to find it. But she said that she just wants to hug him because he's so lovable. You've hugged him, yeah?
I know. He is. He is that lovable. And he really is as sweet as he seems. It's just so sincere.
Now, it's great that he took the leap to decide to take that, to make the change, right? To make a difference. Now, it was interesting because when he was on the show, I had asked him, I thought it was an obvious question as to why did you make the change now? Like, why did you decide to do it? And he said he got a call from NBC and somebody asked him about being on the show and he thought about it for a few days. Not that there's a right or wrong answer to that question. I mean, you can do it for whatever reason you want, but I thought that might kind of hurt him because it wasn't that he was really wanting to do it. What do you think about somebody who's wanting to, I don't know, maybe wanting to decide to do this? What would you tell them?
Well, I think that, you know, everybody's journey is different, and people have it in that awakening and coming to that realization is going to be different for every person. You know, most people are going to go through the experience of sort of coming to the realization that this is what they need and this is the change they need to make before getting in line to stand at the casting call. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's not the case for every person. And in fact, a lot of people who do come and stand in line for the casting call aren't ready yet either. So it's not necessarily just because you were willing to get cast mean that you were ready to commit yourself to this big change. And we've seen a lot of people who actually even made it all the way to the ranch who sort of learned that the hard way. Mm-hmm. So I think that his story is just a different one, but that doesn't make him less capable or less willing to do the work. He certainly has proven right off the bat that he was willing to do the work.
What was it? You know, I'm sorry. We've got to get back to the music. We're going to have more with Allison Sweeney from NBC's The Biggest Loser right after this. Jeremy Bradley here, talking with Allison Sweeney, host of NBC's The Biggest Loser. In the last segment, we were talking about Ruben Studdard making the choice to finally make that lifestyle change. So what was it for you? I know that you know, you've publicly had your struggle with weight, and I mean, you look great now, I'm going to tell you that for sure. But what told you to make the change? What happened for you?
Oh my gosh, it's been so long now that it's so hard to look back on those moments. But my journey was just one of being a kid and struggling with my weight as a teenager and a young adult and trying to find my way on my own. And a lot of it came down to just poor nutrition choices and not understanding what real nutrition is. And I feel like that's the best part that Biggest Loser, that we offer so many tools and tips and important information that helps people make healthy choices. You know, that helps inform them of what really is healthy. I mean, I remember as a kid not realizing that a Caesar salad is bad for you.
Yeah.
Caesar salad is like more calories than a hamburger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, it all starts with childhood. I know we've had Bob on the show. He's kind of scary to me. Is he actually scary?
Bob?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, very few people say that. No, I don't think he's scary. He's passionate about what he does, but he's also so loving and welcoming, and he wants to help people make that change and get people on board to change their lives.
Yeah, I know. I'm teasing. He does have a great sense of humor. The very first time that I had him on, I think I called him like the Simon Cowell of weight loss, and you know, it didn't really go over very well. But anyway, so the statistics though are staggering about childhood obesity. So of course, as a mom, I'm sure you're very aware of how important nutrition is for kids. What tips would you give parents then? Maybe when they're packing the kids' lunches or coming up with meal plans. Halloween probably not the best time of the year for nutrition. What would be your tips?
Yeah, I think you know Halloween is definitely a tough time of year to keep things under control. But for me, you know, that is when you don't just give up. You have to focus even more on the healthy choices and helping your kids stay focused. And so, and I think you do see a difference in every part of their life. You know, I mean, you have to consider that their nutrition is what keeps them motivated throughout the day. Is what keeps them, you know, helps with their attention. It helps them stay focused. It helps them have the energy that they need to play as hard as they should and get the exercise that they need, and then helps them go to sleep at night. You know, so it's sort of it's all connected, and you can't think that you make the mistake of thinking that nutrition isn't, you know, a key component in all of those things that help a kid be healthy. And so for us, you know, we have, my husband and I luckily are sort of on the same plan, program of wanting our kids to be healthy and eat healthy foods, and so we both stick to that rule. We don't stop at fast food places. We don't eat, you know, convenience store or vending machine snacks ever, and we, you know, try to give our kids healthy whole snacks, and, you know, I'm a big, like, I keep almonds in my purse all the time, so they're for me, they're for my kids, they're for whoever's hungry if we're on the go, and we, you know, so that we don't avoid ending up somewhere, you know, at a fast food place because we're starving.
Yeah, and then limiting the Caesar salad. Allison, that one kills me. That's my favorite. No Caesar salad.
I know. It's really shocking. I mean, you think you order a salad and you think it's going to be good for you, and then you're like, you might as well have had the cheeseburger with bacon, like, for the amount of calories that are in that.
All right, so...
There you go.
So, The Biggest Loser on NBC. Allison, when can we catch the show?
Tuesday night at 8 o'clock on NBC.
Tuesday at 8. Great chatting with you. Thanks so much for joining us today, Allison Sweeney.
Thanks for having me.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.